AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. James Hardy's 25% quarter stands apart from weak building materials breadth. JHX slipped 0.9% for the week, but the ADR remains above its weekly trend line with a 6-week active streak and the strongest 12-week return in its building materials group. Research brief. James Hardy Industries PLC ADR closed at $26.29 for the week ended 31st July, down 0.9%, while retaining a constructive weekly trend profile. The stock is up 25.3% over 12 weeks, ranks first in its 17-stock U.S. building materials industry over that window, and trades 14.9% above its $22.89 trend line. The read is still balanced rather than emphatic. Volume was only 1.0x the 13-week average. Activity pressure has cooled over 4 weeks, and the close remains 8.6% below ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. JHX closed at $26.29, down 0.9% on the week, but up 1.9% over 4 weeks and 25.3% over 12 weeks. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active with a 6-week active streak, and price is 14.9% above the $22.89 trend line. 3. The stock ranks first on 12-week performance within U.S. building materials, where the average 12-week return is minus 3.9%. 4. Volume of 35.7 million shares was essentially in line with the 36.0 million 13-week average, leaving participation confirmation modest. 5. Risk is two-sided. JHX is 11.9% below its 52-week high of $29.82 and 8.6% below ShareMaestro fair value, while recent volatility is below its 1-year base. Quarterly strength remains the main evidence. James Hardy, a fiber cement and building products supplier with major exposure to North America and other developed housing markets, ended the week at $26.29. The 0.9% weekly decline was mild relative to both U.S. basic materials, down 1.5% on average, and U.S. building materials, down 2.8% on average. The stronger point is the multi-week tape. JHX is up 25.3% over 12 weeks, compared with minus 11.9% for the broader basic materials sector and minus 3.9% for its building materials industry. That move places the ADR at 73.6% of its 52-week range, still well above the $16.46 low, but 11.9% below the $29.82 high. The stock also sits 14.9% above its $22.89 weekly trend line, keeping the regime constructive despite the latest weekly pause. Signal state is positive, but not forceful. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read with a composite score of 55. The trend backdrop is active and has been active for 6 weeks, with 10 of the past 52 weeks showing active trend conditions. Market dynamics remains positive, and relative strength is also positive, which is important in an industry where only 11.8% of constituents show positive relative strength. The caveat is fading urgency. Activity pressure is positive at 0.92, but it is down 31.3% over 4 weeks, and there is no fresh buy signal. Relative strength has improved 62.4% over 4 weeks to 9.85, so the stock is still separating from peers, but the evidence is more about persistence than a newly accelerating signal. Sector and peer context sharpen the divergence. Basic materials remains a difficult sector tape. Only 27.0% of the group has active weekly trend signals, 22.0% shows positive market dynamics, and 29.0% has positive relative strength. JHX ranks around the middle of the broader U.S. basic materials peer set for the latest week, but its 12-week performance is the standout feature inside building materials. Within the 17-stock industry, JHX ranks 6th for the week, 3rd for 4 weeks, and 1st for 12 weeks. That matters because the industry's own breadth is uneven. Trend breadth is 29.4%, market dynamics breadth is 47.1%, and relative strength breadth is only 11.8%.
The stock is therefore acting better than the group, but the group itself is not offering broad confirmation.
Volume and risk keep the read measured. Participation was ordinary rather than decisive. Latest weekly volume was 35.7 million shares, almost exactly the 36.0 million 13-week average, and close to the 34.5 million 52-week average.
Recent advances in June and late July did see heavier weeks, including 43.8 million shares in the week of June 26 and 43.5 million shares in the week of July 24. But the latest 1.0 times volume ratio does not show strong incremental sponsorship. Risk is also balanced. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.4%, below the 7.4% one-year base. And the 52-week split is 29 positive weeks against 23 negative weeks. Still, the average negative week has been slightly larger at negative 5.8% than the average positive week at 5.2%. And the stock remains 8.6% below Share Maestro fair value of $28.75. Next week's read will center on whether JHX can hold above the trend line, whether activity pressure stabilizes after its four-week decline, and whether any fresh move arrives with volume above the current 1.0 times participation level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.